Morning, everybody. It is bright and early, 8:04 on this July the 18th. I'm Marcia Maycumber, your host on Monday mornings here on KSBY, the voice of the valley. And I will be one of your voices for the next 2 hours until 10 o'clock, because we got a humdinger of a show for you this morning. We're doing a special today on housing in Sonoma, all about the factors that drive housing in Sonoma, what the obstacles are, what the successes are that the city of Sonoma and the Valley have had in getting more housing built, because we just have more and more people. And we have mandates that come down from the state requiring us to plan for the probability, at least that's the hope, of more and more housing. So we're going to be taking a big look at that. Did you know that in 1982, the state passed the Housing Accountability Act, if I have that name correct? I hope I do. It was in response to the recognition that a lot of people had inadequate access to housing. And it was a statewide problem. Hence the statewide solution. And of course, a lack of housing can lead to severe economic, environmental, and social consequences for all kinds of communities. So the hope was that this action would help steer things in the right direction. Since 1982, the state has strengthened the law's requirements, and it is aimed at increasing availability of housing. The state, of course, doesn't actually create the housing. They are not in the construction business, but make serious inroads towards making affordable housing more available to all who need it. Conversely, the lack of affordable housing can lead to housing discrimination, sprawl, excessive commute times. Boy, do we feel that in California. A decrease in the quality of our air from all those emissions. And just overall can make life a little bit more miserable. So let's see. Where are we at this point? In the 30 years leading up to the last decade, California fell short by 100,000 housing units per year. That's statewide. That's obviously not local. But that's a pretty significant number to deal with. And so with a patchwork of subjective local standards, the state decided to chip away at all of this. As originally enacted, the Housing Accountability Act provided when a proposed housing development complies with applicable general plan, zoning, development policies, and so on, the local agencies can disapprove a project only if the project had a specific, adverse, and unavoidable impact on public health or safety. Sounds pretty reasonable, right? But everybody is questioning what those specific things are these days. The amended provision, though, that has now been upheld in court, ensures the Housing Accountability Act is more effective and more meaningful as the legislature has prescribed. How that all shakes out, we're going to find out today during our 2 hours to take a look at this very complicated subject. We have a panel of great guests all speaking to this. They include Margaret DeMatteo. She is a housing policy attorney with Legal Aid Sonoma County. She's done some very deep dives into housing policy in California. So I'm really looking forward to talking with Margaret about what she knows on this topic. We have one of our regular housing policy panelists with us, Susan Kirsch. She is the founder and president of Community Catalysts for Local Control. So that pretty much spells out where her focus is on local control. Sandra Lowe, of course, is our local Sonoma City Council member. And having just recently joined in, I think, the last year, but she's going to correct me if I got that wrong. We're going to get her perspective from sitting on the council. Christina Tierney will be with us. She is an associate planner with the City of Sonoma. So Christina can really do the significant deep dives on what we've accomplished, what we've still got to get done in the city, and where her department perhaps needs some help and outside assistance. Demetra Smith will be with us. She is the second vice president of the Santa Rosa Sonoma County NAACP Chapter 1074B. She's also the former chair of the Sonoma County Commission on Human Rights and the co-author of AB 655, which is the California Law Enforcement Accountability Reform Act, also known as CLEAR. Demetra has the perspective of addressing inclusionary practices and diversity in all of our housing policies. And wrapping it up will be Fred Alabach, member of the Sonoma Valley Housing Group and watchdog for affordable housing in the city of Sonoma and in the Springs. Pays attention there as well. So I think we're going to